This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Folks, I'm a little bit fired up today, so I'm going to try not to drop any naughty words. I'm going to start off the program on a really positive note. I worked with a very nice lady earlier in the week. I actually worked with her initially several years ago, helping with placement of her mother. She was very, very happy with the service. And then a couple of weeks ago, she contacted me and said, "Hey, I need to speak with you immediately." So I called her back. She saw the caller ID and she answered the phone, "Steve Kuecker, my hero." And I said, "Oh my goodness, you just made not my day, you made my whole month, maybe even the whole year." That what a nice, nice reception that was. So I worked with her again earlier this week to help with placement of her father. So yes, Senior Care Consulting, we get referrals from our previous clients. Sometimes they need us more than once, and we get a lot of referrals from a lot of different places. We're super, super proud of that and very, very honored to help our clients and sometimes help them multiple times. So with that, I'm going to spend some time today, a lot of time today, explaining. Look, let me back up. Like I said, I'm pretty fired up. The mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So I feel really strongly that the majority of people out there have no clue how these free referral services work and what a built-in conflict of interest they have. Let me explain that. So their revenue model, here's exactly how it works. They'll go out to all of these different, you know, senior care providers, and they'll say, "Hey, we're pretty good at marketing, and we're going to bring some folks in. We're going to send you information. We're going to bring them in, et cetera. If any of our clients choose your place, then you owe us," and typically it's around 100% of the first month's cost. I'm going to prove my point a little bit later on. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. It could be 80 or 90%. I guess it depends on how how well you negotiate, but typically it's right at the top of that, and maybe even 100% of the first month's cost. So again, that could be $6,000, $8,000 all day, every day. And so, unbelievably, this blows my mind. There are a lot of providers out there that say, sure, yeah, I'll pay you $7,000 to bring someone in if they move in, or $8,000 or $6,000, whatever the number is. And if I were their VP of marketing, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. I would spend that money doing my own marketing, bringing in a much higher quality referral, and I won't get into all of that. But again, unbelievably, a lot of these places will work with them. That's how they make their money. They recommend places on their list, and if you choose it, they get a giant kickback. That is their referral model, or excuse me, that's their revenue model, okay? So with that, let me share how well that's going with one particular free referral service.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I just went to the Better Business Bureau and I put the name of this free referral service in there. And I'll tell you what, boy, it's not good. And when I looked them up, I see that they're averaging a rating of 1 star out of 5 stars, but yet they're rated A with the Better Business Bureau. That causes me to call into question the credibility of all that, frankly. Just my opinion, and I'm allowed to have that. All right, so here is a complaint that is about a month and a half old. I've unsubscribed from emails multiple times after having several conversations with this company. Not only did I tell them early on in my search for care for my grandmother that I was going in a different direction, I don't need you anymore, is what they're saying. I told them the last time I was willing to talk with them that my grandmother has sadly passed away. They continue to ask me if I found care for my deceased grandmother, regardless of my statements. I'm not interested in their service. And that my relative is deceased. I've unsubscribed from your emails multiple times. Please leave me alone. Your emails are distressing. And this goes on and on and on. See if you see a theme here. Let me skip over that one. I'm just reading this to you. This is publicly available information. Here's another one. Very recent complaint. I entered my personal information on this site last night. So they're just clicking around online. They're like, oh, this looks interesting. You just put your information in there in hopes of getting a list of facilities, because that's what they say here. Enter your information. We'll give you a list of facilities. Instead of information on these facilities in a list, my information was automatically sent out to multiple businesses who immediately started sending emails and texts. Then the phone calls started coming in at 7 a.m. today. This website is misleading. You think you're starting a search like you would on, you know, Yelp or some, you know, some of these other sites. That's what I thought. It told me there were 80 search results in my area. Then it took my phone number and email. It didn't let me look at those 80 search results. I want my phone and email taken off of the list, and this business needs to follow ethical business practices. I believe this website is designed to be a bait and switch. Okay, here's another one. I was misled into entering personal information on a website that turned out to be related to another website, but with a different name. They instantly began harassing me with phone calls that I don't answer, but the calls continue nevertheless. Listen to this. Seven calls in the last 22 hours. I hate this, and I just want the calls to stop. Here's another one. I call this particular free referral service, and I requested my account to be canceled. They told me they only take written requests. I sent the written request. They didn't cancel anything. They told me I was canceled. They didn't cancel anything. The call stopped for a couple of months, and then now they're back. How's this free referral service sounding to you so far? Sounds just wonderful, doesn't it? Here's another one. They continue to call after numerous requests for no contact. I've been told three times that I was on the no-call list. It stops for a couple of months, and then it starts back up. I just want the calls to stop. Let's see. I contacted this particular free referral service early 2024 looking for placement and looking for care for my mother. I had already visited a few places. I secured a place for my mother on my own without anyone else's help. It was the first place I visited before calling this free referral service. I told them to stop calling because we found a place. They will not stop calling. They always say, we'll add you to our do not call list, and here we are continuing to get calls. So, again, you can go to the Better Business Bureau and look up any company you want. I did that with this particular one, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens of complaints by real customers with real complaints. So you need to understand that most of the times in life, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, so I have some other stories. You're going to want to hear this. It is unbelievable, and you do get what you pay for. There is light at the end of the tunnel towards the end of the program. I'll let you know an alternate option for placement services that I think you are going to love. And now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services only take you to their list of partner facilities. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The free referral services only take you to their list of partner facilities. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. You might be surprised by that. You thought I was going to say true, didn't you? So it's been my experience to see that the majority of the places they visit are on their list of participating partner facilities, but it is possible they could take you to a place that's not on their list and just not make their giant kickback. So several months ago, I received a phone call from a fellow in a completely different state. He's running a small free referral service. And he was giving me grief about my criticism of the free referral services. And so I said, in my opinion, I think it's a conflict of interest to be paid by the places you recommend. I think you lose your objectivity. I think that's just as clear as a bell. How can you argue that point? Well, I mean, I take people to places that aren't on our list. I do that all the time. I do all kinds of pro bono work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then I reminded him that These free referral services, they're making massive amounts of money. I reminded him that even though he may take someone to places not on his list, he's making a lot of money. And the way he makes money is to recommend the places that will pay him up to 100% of the first month's rent, first month's cost. And he just didn't really have, I could tell he did not appreciate that I was pointing out the way these free referral services work. I could tell it. One of my clients, her father was in the hospital. She's working with my company, Senior Care Consulting. She knows how all of this works. She understands it very, very well. She's a huge fan of Senior Care Consulting, what I call a placement service with integrity. And the discharge planner, she was a social worker or a nurse case manager. I forgot exactly what her position is, but she was handling discharge planning for her father. And she recommended one of these free referral services. My client looked at her and she goes, "What did you say? Oh, I recommend, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's free. It's free. It's free." Free is a very powerful word. My client was unbelievable. I'm going to try to get her on the show to talk about this. She looked at this lady and she said, "Do you know how they work?" Well, what do you mean? She explained to a discharge planner in a major metropolitan hospital exactly how this free referral service works. And my client said, "Did you know that they receive, you know, these big kickbacks and commissions? Do you realize that?" And the lady looks stunned. She goes, "No, I guess I didn't realize that." And what I'll add is the place she recommended for my client is the free referral service that I just shared the complaints with you about. That's rated a whopping 1 out of 5 stars on the Better Business Bureau, with complaint after complaint after complaint of overly aggressive, unbelievable sales tactics. That's the one she recommended. She has no idea who they really are. She has no idea how they work. She has no idea how they make money. All she knows is free, free, free. Come on, guys. Do you think these folks running these free referral services, do you think they're really free? Because if they're free to you, you'd better bet your bottom dollar somebody's paying them. They're not a charity. They're not a public service. They're not government funded for your convenience and for your information and for your help. These folks are for-profit, big-time for-profit places that are getting paid huge kickbacks by the places they recommend if they're on their list. So I had to set this fella straight from this small free referral service, giving me grief about me just explaining their business model, their revenue model, to people, to my clients, and to the public. And I said, "Sorry, friend." I said, that's exactly how it works. And then I asked him, I said, "So if someone asked you the question, well, how much do you make if I choose this place? How would you answer that question?" Oh, boy, he danced around that, and he didn't want to answer it. He didn't want to say, "Well, Steve, if you chose this place on my list and they're one of my business partners, I'm going to get $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. He didn't want to answer that. You know why? Because it doesn't sound so good, does it? Does it sound like that's in your best interest or in their best interest? I'm running a commercial right now, and I call it quid pro quo. It's a Latin phrase that means you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Basically, I'll recommend your senior care community if you pay me a huge kickback to do so. And whether that's the best place for your loved one or not, you pick it, I get paid. That's the bottom line. And I'll probably do this on another show, but I'm going to challenge all of the professional business professionals out there related to senior care. And there are a lot of different places out there in different functions. And most of these places are recommending the free referral services. Well, Steve, I mean, I don't know. If I recommend them to you, I mean, you have a fee in these other places. I mean, they're free. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, so I have to go through the whole thing. I'm saying, well, first of all, what do you charge for your services? $5,000 to $10,000, maybe upwards of $12,000 to $15,000, and you're worried about a free service? Come on, give me a break. And then I have to remind them, that you will have this question every single time. And this is the question. Did that free referral service, did they take my client to the best place for their loved one? Or did they take my client to the place that paid them the biggest commission? You continue referring to these free referral services, and that's what you're going to have to wrestle with every single time. And coming up next, I have some pretty incredible stories about these free referral services that you do not want to miss.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so kind of the theme of the day is I am informing you and educating you on how these free referral services work. And I just think it's really, really important. I've talked to so many people who should know better. So many people. I mean, I'm talking about nurses, people who run big companies that provide particular types and levels of senior care. I've talked to attorneys, financial advice. I've talked to tons of people. Do you know how that works? Well, no, not really. When I explain to them how their revenue model works, every one of them, their eyes get as big as saucers, and they're just completely blown away. They have no idea how this stuff works. And I'll just let you know, if you're considering one of these services, I'm going to make it so easy. Well, easy for you to identify them. You're like, well, I mean, how do I know? Look for one single word, and the word is free. If it's free to you, then this is how it works. They're getting paid by the places they recommend. That's how it works. That's it. It's that simple. Now they're saying the quiet part out loud. So I was visiting with an admissions director at this just great assisted living community, and she had worked with a couple that lived in the area, built an excellent relationship with this couple over, oh gosh, probably like 12 to 18 months. She had been working with them for a long time, had probably 10, 12, 15 hours into building that relationship. The couple wanted to move there. It was just not quite the right time. And they had been to this community several times. They had been there for, July the 4th celebrations and some dinners and all sorts of stuff. They chose the apartment they wanted. And again, they're waiting for the right timing. And then somehow they got connected with this one of these free referral services. And they were taken to different facilities. And one in particular that they ended up choosing, they didn't want that place. They wanted the original place that they had spent all this time and they had just dreamt of moving in. They loved it. But what ended up happening was they went a different direction because this free referral service didn't like their preferred place because they wouldn't pay them their commission. So the admissions director called the people and they're like, oh boy, we just really want to move with you, but you know, we're working with so-and-so and they're recommending this other place. I guess we're just going to go with that. So she called the free referral agent, free referral service representative, and said, hey, why aren't you bringing them here? I've got 10, 12, 15 hours in a relationship. They want to move here. Oh, well, we're not going to your place anymore because you won't pay us our commission. They're saying the quiet part out loud. I heard from another professional with the same story. She asked a free referral service agent, why aren't you recommending this particular senior care community for this client? Why don't you go here? I mean, it's a great place. They're rated really well. It's right in their backyard. They're around all their friends and neighbors and church and family. And the free referrals service agent or representative said, oh, well, they're not willing to pay us anymore, so we don't go there anymore. This person I spoke with, they were just disgusted. They're saying the quiet part out loud. They're getting so big and so powerful and making so much money, they don't care what you think anymore. Oh, we don't go there anymore because they won't pay us.
This is why you're going to hell.
Heard from another professional in a senior care community that had the exact same story. They spoke with a free referral service representative about options for a family. And she asked about a particular place and if they considered that one for this family. They immediately said, oh, we don't go there anymore because they will not pay us our commissions. She was completely disgusted by this because that attitude and approach is not in the family's best interest. And that was according to her when she told me this story. She also took that opportunity to thank me for my objective pro-consumer, pro-family approach with my business model and senior care consulting. I really appreciated that. I recently spoke with a senior care professional at one of these senior care communities, and they said, oh, sorry, Steve, we're not going to be able to pay you your commission because this family is technically on the contact list of one of these free referral services from a year or two ago. So we're going to have to pay them the $6,000 commission. I literally busted out laughing. I had to remind him that I said, look, you can pay whoever you want. And you can pay them however much you want. It doesn't bother me. I don't receive reimbursement. I had to remind him of the senior care consulting business model. Again, a placement service with integrity. I said, I'll never ask you for a commission. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. Well, that's awesome, by the way. But even though the first place had nothing to do with the admission, when they move in here, I'm going to have to stroke them a $6,000 check. Then, that same person, they had a tour with a free referral service. And this person told that free referral service the same thing. Hey, sorry, buddy. I can't pay you because this family is on the list of another free referral service from several months ago. And so since they were first, I'm going to have to pay them. You know what that guy said? Well, just don't tell them. Don't tell them about it. And you can go ahead and just pay me. Just don't tell them and just pay me. So now, in addition to saying the quiet part out loud, they're fighting over kickbacks. Unbelievable. And now I have proof positive. I am holding a copy of this email in my hands. I have proof positive that these places are getting giant kickbacks, and I'm going to show some tangible evidence here. Earlier this year, I worked with a really nice family regarding placement of their father. And they were being proactive. They didn't move in right away. Then they finally moved into this particular community, great place, about a month or two ago. Everything's going well there, by the way. But after that, and this just came out of left field, I received an email reminding me that I need to send them an invoice so that they can pay me. And I'm like, why are they sending me that email? I don't receive kickbacks. In the email, they said, they're reminding me, can you please send me an invoice so I can get you a check for your commission in the amount of $6,750. I'm like, oh my gosh, here it is. Solid proof. Can you believe that? $6,750. I was offered a commission because my client chose this particular place for their father. So I had to get back with her. It was just an honest mistake. Really nice lady. But I had to remind her that, hey, I think you've forgotten about my business model. I'm not one of these free referral services. I offer a placement service with integrity. I don't receive kickbacks. They were unbelievably impressed that I did not take their money. Now, I could have been a scumbag, and I could have been paid by my clients and then turned around and hit them up for another $6,750, but of course I didn't. I'm an ethical person. I have morals. I operate my business with integrity. So I declined their offer of $6,750. You see what I'm saying when I say these services are not for free? They're not free. They're free to you, and they're hoping like hell that you choose one of their places because they've got a car payment coming up. They've got a mortgage coming up. They got to feed their kids and put them into school and everything else. This is how they make money. They're not a charitable organization at all. And again, if I would have been a free referral service, I would be billing them and receiving $6,750. How about that? And coming up next, I'm going to provide a refreshing option to all of this nonsense.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Let me tell you what, with all the information that I've shared previously on this program, that's why there are people very interested in buying a franchise, owning a franchise of Senior Care Consulting, offering a placement service with integrity in their area. If you are interested, you know someone who might want to discuss this, I'm going to let you know exactly how we help our clients here in just a second. But I've always been a little bit frustrated of not being able to help more people. So, gosh, we've worked with hundreds of clients all around the KC in the extended Kansas City metro area. During COVID, I'll tell you what, I served families all over the country because we were all stuck inside. We couldn't visit any of these places. So everything was virtual. So everything was Zoom tours, Zoom, you know, gathering information, meeting folks, discussing everything. Gosh, I was able to help people in Seattle, Washington, in Florida, Chesapeake Bay, St. Louis, Nashville, Tennessee, out in Lincoln and Omaha, Nebraska, all over the place, everywhere, California, everywhere. just from the home office in a virtual model. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be great to help families all around the country? So I went through the expensive and laborious, sometimes tedious process of setting up my company to be able to offer a franchise to people all around the country. We're not in every single state, but if you're interested, give me a call. And if we're in your state, we can talk about that. Okay. If we're not in your state, we may be coming to your state soon. I can put you in our database and then I can follow up with you on that. So, for example, we're not in California right now. We'll get there. We're just not there right now. I can put you in the database and follow up if you're interested in that. But we're in tons and tons of states, the majority of states out there. And I'll tell you what we do. Again, we offer a placement service with integrity. We help people make one of the most important decisions that you could ever possibly make. And that is trusting people working in a senior care community to provide perhaps the most intimate of care for your mother, your wife, your grandmother, your father, your loved one. You better make darn sure you get that one right. Because getting it wrong is very consequential. Okay? This is a deeply personal service. I am so honored, so humbled to work with each and every one of our clients and families that we serve. It's just so personal. And I love it. I love it. I love helping people in their greatest time of need. And you talk about some of our clients, they're just thrown into this head first. They didn't see it coming. Something happened. They didn't expect it. And they're like, oh, my gosh, now we have to do something about this. I don't know where to start. I have no idea what questions to ask. If I go in and I look at a place and it looks nice and it's clean, that's probably how I would judge it. But I know there's a lot more to it than that. And let me agree, there is a lot more to it than that. In a previous life, I've been an administrator of nursing homes, assisted living facilities. I've opened up memory care buildings and units. And I have a lot of experience in senior care. The majority of my adult career, has been spent in the business of senior care. So I understand this stuff really, really well. And I helped my very own grandparents through the transition from their home to what they needed at that time was an assisted living level of care. And I thought, you know what, if I'm going to choose a place for my grandparents, which broke my heart, I did not want to do this, but we really needed to do it. They needed 24-hour professional care. So I thought, I'm going to go out, I'm going to check out some places, but I'm going to take off my grandson glasses and I'm going to put on my objective administrator glasses and I'm going to try to bring some objectivity to this search and selection process. That's what I tried to do. And that is what I did. And I went in, I met some great people. I saw everything that I needed to see. Then I asked a lot of questions that frankly, most people would never even know to ask. And I got the same response pretty much every place. They're like, wow, whoa, wait, what? You really know what you're talking about? That's an excellent question. I'm like, I know. Well, so what's the answer? And they're like, they were very nice. And they're like, are you in the business? Are you from the business? I'm like, yeah, I am. I've been the administrator. I went through the whole thing and they're like, oh, okay, you do know what you're talking about. Well, they're really lucky to have you. And so I was able to find a great fit for my own grandparents. And all of that experience turned into senior care consulting, where we help our families. We conducted a proprietary and thorough geriatric care assessment that creates a detailed care profile so that we know exactly what we're looking for. You have to know what you're looking for before you do your research. Then we research the entire market and narrow it to our top options. Then we go out together with our clients. We take a tour of each place. And this is exactly what I did for my grandparents. We go in, we meet some people, we have very good conversations, tell them a little bit about our needs. They tell us a little bit about their community and their background, their philosophy, et cetera. And we get a good look. We see everything that we need to see. I ask a lot of questions. I capture a lot of information while we're there. We're in and out of each place in about an hour. So we're done. We're done. You know, 4 or 5 hours, my clients are done with this. Let me put that in perspective. The average client trying to do their homework will spend 50 to 100 hours in the search and selection process. I've heard from so many families, some of them spent more than that. And they're almost irritated that I got this done so quickly for them. They're irritated that they didn't call me sooner to save a lot of time. When we're finished, then I produce a report that has all the questions asked, information discovered. I calculate staffing ratios. I report what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. There's a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That's what it's all about. And I do this every day. I've done this for so long in the Kansas City area. If you're interested in a franchise doing the same thing in your area, okay, we have all of the major territories are still available. Just call 833-SCC-FRAN. That's just the easiest way to remember it, 833-SCC-FRAN. You could also go to seniorcareconsulting.com. And click the franchising tab, and it'll have a lot of more information there. You can submit an online contact form. You can give us a call, whatever you'd like to do. And if you are a family visiting this Thanksgiving weekend, and you've noticed some things, and you're like, hey, we need some help with this, feel free to reach out. I'd be happy to offer you a free consultation to let you know how we can help you and your family. And I do hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had friends and family over, and it was just a fantastic time. And I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with you and yours. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.